On Harry on Instagram taking a little wry poke at a comment that came from an American commentator, political commentator, who slammed Harry on his recent Vogue magazine shoot for wearing a dress. He said, well, he didn't need to say anything, to be honest with you. He posted loads of pictures today that kind of backed up his own thoughts. Owen, the right-wing American political commentator, said that men who wear clothes that are traditionally feminine are an attack on Western masculinity. Harry has taken a little bit of fun with that today on Instagram with a few different photographs, which I think probably puts the art critic in their place. It's the Dominic King Show on BBC Radio Kent. A retired Kent journalist has written a book that's been a career in the making. Tony Rickson, who lives in Whitstable, a former editor of the Dover Express, Folkestone Herald and Whitstable and Herne Bay Times, also worked throughout his career in sports journalism. Goal, the joy of football celebrations, is all about the different ways in which footballers celebrate their goals.
I was born in South London. My dad was a big Millwall supporter and he took me and my brother to Millwall from about the age of seven onwards. I was fascinated by the whole thing about football, not just the match itself, but the crowd around me, the noise, the smell, the atmosphere. With Millwall, the intimidation of the opponents. And I just grew up with football. And from a very, very early age, I wanted to write about football. I wanted to be a journalist.
Because writing about football is a very interesting skill, isn't it? How did you know that you could write about the sport you loved?
I used to have a paper round and I used to read all the newspaper reports on my way round the round of matches that I'd preferably, if I'd seen a match, I would see what the national newspaper report would say about the game, and I'd try and follow that. I also wrote an essay at school when I was about 13 about football, and the teacher marked it and he said, "You write like a bad Daily Express journalist." And I thought, well, if I can write like a bad one when I'm 13, by the time I grow up, I might be lucky.
Now, throughout your career, you've been writing about football and footballers. Do you think that you have seen trends in how different footballers react to the game over the years, you know, the way that footballers are? Is there a certain type of person?
Absolutely. I think you've got to be absolutely committed, absolutely dedicated. I've done a lot of stories in the past about academies, football academies, and what they look for in youngsters, and they don't necessarily look for talent, they look for attitude. You know, my son works with a famous footballer whose son is very, very good footballer, but apparently won't make it as a professional because he hasn't got the determination, the attitude, the killer instinct, if you like, to go all the way in the game because he's had a nice, privileged upbringing.
So it's often about the drive.
Yeah, I think it's almost entirely about the drive. I gather that at an academy, they will look at the parents when they get out of the car when a new child comes along to see how tall they think the child will become, and they want young footballers to grow to be at least 6 feet tall so that they can be competitive. If they're smaller than that, they're going to have to be very, very talented to make it in the game. But it's more about the attitude and the commitment and whether they're early for training, whether they are willing to stay on after training to learn new skills. All about the attitude more than the talent. There's, football is littered with history of players who were very, very talented but didn't make the most of their careers.
When you retired as a football journalist, did you in your mind have an idea of always wanting to write a book? Is that something you wanted to do? Everyone says they have a book in them.
They always say that all journalists have a book in them. I'm not quite sure that that's true, but what happened with me was I retired and I knew that I would miss the everyday buzz of working in a busy newspaper office. I knew I'd miss colleagues. I knew I'd miss the whole aspect of work. So I tried retirement for a little bit. You can have a line in the morning. You can go out for a walk when you like. There's all sorts of freedoms that retirement gives you. But at the same time, I wanted challenges to keep me going into retirement. I decided I wanted to write a book. That was the first step. I decided that write about something you know is the advice that everybody gives you. And having watched football for so many years and enjoyed watching football, I decided that that was where I'd start with looking to see what I could do. I then researched books and I found that there wasn't a book about celebrations, or I couldn't find one. And I think after seeing your team win, or after seeing your team get a famous goal, the celebration is what you're going to remember most about a game. If it was a good celebration, or an original one, or a funny one, or something went wrong with it. So I thought that was a good subject to pick on.
The celebrations, goal celebrations, are so different. People have reacted so differently over the years, that kind of team mentality, the camaraderie. But sometimes it can be really tricky as well. And you've looked at that within the books, different stories of how goals have been celebrated.
Absolutely, yeah, that was a whole important part of the book. If I was a football manager, I would insist that I would have the last half an hour of training before the game itself on celebrations. And if I was the manager, I wouldn't tell them how to celebrate or what particular celebration to do, but I would insist that all 10 players join in, because of the word you just used, camaraderie, that everybody has to go forward except the goalkeeper. You don't have the goalkeeper joining in. And I would insist that they go to the crowd. Obviously, you can't do that in the last few months, but the crowd have paid their money to come and see and to enjoy it. Some players run back towards their colleagues. Others run to the side of the pitch and acknowledge the crowd. I would insist that they do that. And also, I would insist that they know where the cameras are. So they know where, if it's a Premier League match, where Match of the Day's cameras are. If it's a local non-league match, then it may well be that there's a photographer from the local paper. Find out before the game where they're sitting, and if by chance you score the winning goal, go and celebrate in front of them, because that picture is going to make the paper the next day.
And who is the goal for? Is it for the player? Is it for the supporter? Is it for the club? Is it for everyone?
It's for everyone, and it's for their families as well up in the stand. It's for everyone. I like it. I can think of two different players over the past few years who football fans have worshipped: Thierry Henry at Arsenal, Didier Drogba at Chelsea.
In October 2007, aged only 30, Thierry Henry surpassed Michel Platini as France's leading all-time goalscorer.
Henry would always turn inwards. You look at any clip of a goal that he scored, he'd always turn inwards and go and congratulate the man who made the pass to him, or go to his colleagues, whereas Drogba would always go to the crowd. He'd slide on his knees towards the crowd. And wouldn't the crowd love him for that, wouldn't they? Because he makes them feel part of it. You know, that's the joy of football, and he's sharing the joy with fans who've gone in there.
What about that moment with Peter Crouch?
Peter Crouch is my favourite ever celebration. Peter Crouch is my favourite ever celebration. I think it's influenced by the fact that we now know Peter Crouch from his, you know, media career. We know he's friendly, he's funny, he's prepared to laugh at himself. And I think that influences the way we remember his celebration, the day he scored for England, that he did a robot dance, which, you know, was completely and utterly original and good for him. And I think that that match was actually at Old Trafford. England were playing at Old Trafford because Wembley was out of action at the time. And you don't remember what the goal was like that Crouch had just scored. You don't remember whether England won the match at all or who they were playing, but you do remember the celebration. And that surely is the celebration that we remember and we enjoy. We come away with our memory of that rather than the match itself. And that's the best sort of celebration there is.
When you have covered the different football matches all over Kent, when you ended your career in journalism as group sports editor at Kent Regional Newspapers, you know, looking after something like 21 titles, and you'd been an editor of the Dover Express, the Folkestone Herald, the Whitstable and Herne Bay Times. But when you were sitting there within the stands and you were watching, you were seeing a game, you were writing down your notes, what was it for you that was just that moment of pure joy?
Absolutely pure joy. As you said, I had a 48-year career in newspapers and enjoyed it all. I can't say I enjoyed every minute of every day, but I enjoyed it all. It was a challenge. It was great fun. I'd worked with some wonderful people. I've got some really, really good memories. And covering football was a thread that ran through all my life. When I was an editor, as you said, at the Dover Express, still went to football on a Saturday afternoon and just stood on the terraces and enjoyed watching the game because I was just a football fan. I like it. I like going to a match and I like sort of trying to identify what tactics are being employed by the manager and why that particular player is staying wide out on the wing. I enjoy that sort of thing, and I enjoy the atmosphere of the crowd, and that's what certainly we've missed in 2020 and what will be a great thrill next year when crowds come back into football, because that's definitely a part of it.
Those celebrations mean so much to so many people, and people are itching to get back to them.
Thank you very much, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
Tony Rickson, his first book, Goal, The Joy of Football Celebrations, is published by Pitch Publishing and is out now. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent, and a choice